The key is what I already told you, and if you get this, you will have no difficulty creating the nectary. It's simply total boundary dissolution. That's all. And what creates boundaries are thoughts, beliefs, concepts, judgments. Every time that there is a concept or a judgment, that means there are two sides, right or wrong, good or bad, yes or no. And suddenly half of reality has been cut out. And so we are always living, if you're in the ego, in duality, in language, with that continual splitting of reality into fragments, into differentiations. And the I thought cuts you off from your own infinite consciousness by suddenly identifying you with the particular body, and then everything else is other. Everything else is not self. But as soon as you do that, you have made yourself very tiny and very finite, very temporary, very mortal, because you've identified with a mortal bit of protoplasm. But that's not what consciousness is. And consciousness is naturally, inherently immortal. It was neither born nor does it ever die. And once this is understood, once this is truly grokked, and you realize that you are consciousness and there is only consciousness, and there's one infinite consciousness, and you can access all of it if you eliminate those boundaries that create barriers, that stop you from getting certain amounts of information from the noosphere, and downloading Akashic records, and realizing all of the energy, both teleologically coming from the future and contained in the sanskaras of embedded information that includes all of the past. It's all here now, everything, if you'll eliminate boundaries. Now, if you try to do that as an ego within the construct of believing you are someone, and you try to let go of all of the other beliefs without letting the belief of that you're someone go, you will eventually reach a state of terror. As you let go of more and more beliefs, you will start to feel what they call malignant depersonalization. You'll start to feel lost. And what happens to the ego, because the ego is a codependent origination, to use the Buddhist terminology. You didn't create your own ego. Your ego was a joint creation of your family system, which was embedded within the social system, embedded within the whole noetic field of the planet at the moment, and affected by your subcultures that your family was part of, and the larger culture and the international cultures that influence the local culture that you were brought up in, and the particular projections that your parents had upon you that you had to react to, and the particular traumas that you had to go through as a child. And so your ego is produced by all of those conditionings of the environment. And its structure is such that it defends you against further trauma. That's its basic idea. But in the course of doing that, it ends up producing a structure that repeats the same traumas. It repeats them in an effort to master them by having them happen again under more controlled circumstances that you didn't have when you were an infant and totally helpless. So you get to live them out in many different situations. But the ego is an algorithmic operating system that has no free will and can't change the way that it responds to its environment. It can't stop its projections and can't let go of its belief systems, because they will at some point create a horror of not knowing who I am. And even before that, there's another terror that comes. If you let go of the beliefs that you were given to you by your family system, you will soon see that system from a very alienated position. You'll begin to see things about your family that they never wanted you to see. And when you see them, they won't be happy about it, and you will feel disloyal if you haven't already gone through this phase of your rite of passage into adulthood. If you are still tied to the family system, then it creates a real anguish of letting go with your identification with it and their attitudes and beliefs and all of that. When you have outgrown them, you will nonetheless still want to hide that, even from yourself. And so the ego creates a subconscious that remains repressed of forbidden knowledge. You know it's true that the family wasn't the ideal that you might have created in your mind or tried to defend and protect your ability to love and all of that in very adverse situations where there may have been some very unloving things done to you and to others. But nonetheless, you want to maintain those ties. And the more that you maintain those attachments, the more you're stuck in the boundary of the ego that does not give itself the freedom to grow, to know everything, to know the full truth, which sets you free, but it sets you free of a situated identity that in its own right doesn't want to be free, because it wants to maintain the validations that it receives from the system. So as long as there's any dependence on your being validated by anyone else, you will not be free to produce the nectar. Okay, so gaining your psychological right to be free of any beliefs that you had in the past is the doorway to being able to enter the field in which the nectar is produced. And this is often a very scary passage for many people. If you've already made that passage and you have reached what the Jungians would call individuation, then you are no longer, you can still love those people whom you might have at one point felt an affinity for, but now have realized that there is no rapport, no ability to connect and communicate from the heart, because they don't understand you, because you've grown to a level of consciousness that they are not at. But you can still love unconditionally, but you will not appear to them as the same person, and they will not appear to you with any special bond of attachment. You will have freed yourself from that bondage, and that freedom is necessary to realize your God consciousness, because your real self was never born and never belonged to any system. That was an acquired, momentary passage, and we have to go beyond it. In the ancient world, there were rites of passage when the child reached adulthood, or what now is an unending adolescence. So we know we don't have that rite of passage anymore, but there used to be that passage and a vision quest, and you'd change your name, and you would receive a connection to the Great Spirit, and then you would be able to become a shaman. You would be able to connect with that higher dimension of reality that was beyond the phenomenal plane, and receive the input of the higher entities, intelligences, and ultimately the mind of God, that would bring you that blissful nectar and liberation from the whole wheel of life and death. So this was something that originally was meant for everyone to go through at adulthood. Eventually it became something that very few people, at least in the current kind of cultural environment we have, who ever even leave psychological childhood. So this requires a truly adult intention, and then the willingness to go beyond adult, beyond individuation, to being that which is indivisible, not individual, and that is the infinite consciousness.